sometimes that's blackhead, and sometimes they have a little blood boil back there.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the fluid in there?
Don't if I know. Get a little too deep for me now, the water is.
Is that called corruption or?
Yeah.
Pus or?
Pus or corruption, either one, so it's both the same thing.
Which one did you call it when you were a boy?
I think they called it corruption.
And the skin around these isn't level, is it?
I'd say it's a little bumpy there, boys. I've had one or two of them little boils on the back of my neck.
Well, they're dismal, aren't they?
They're not good company.
I had one in my ear once. I didn't like that at all.
Well, sir, I used to have what I called it neuralgia in this ear. And you get back there, you know, in your inner ear.
Uh-huh.
And your hair gets, it seems like the highest soil you touch your hair, it hurt. And finally get to where it just come on, you know, and jerks.
Uh-huh.
And every time it jerked, you'd flinch.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes that'd last for 3 or 4 days. Bit of a fever, but you know I haven't had that in 5 or 6 years. Guess I got too old.
Boy, that's time to have those ears checked by a good ear man. If a man gets shot and the bullet goes in, what do you call a place where the bullet goes in?
Wound or wound, what would you call it?
And if it, either one, if it starts to heal and gets that little red, angry flesh around there?
Well, it shows a little symptom of blood poisoning. It's dried flesh maybe on the outside, or it's healed up outside and festered inside. 2 or 3 ways to go with that.
Well, it must be pretty dismal.
But it didn't hurt me. I got shot right there. Had a little 25 automatic in my pocket. Boys kept looking at it, and it's awful easy on trigger. And they take it out of my pocket, stick it back in there and look at it, and one of them stuck it back in there, the safety off. And I run the hand in my pocket to get my knife, and blew it, and went. Went through my britches here, and back through the seam here, about 2 inches. I never did feel it hit me. Nothing. Started to walk off directly, and the pain hit me. It was one of them steel jackets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, wait a minute here. I looked down, and she was done filled up with blood and just pouring off. Everybody left church, but about 4 or 5 of us old boys, and I said, well, told an old boy, I said, his name was McQuarter, he was McQuarter. I said, "You go bring my buggy up here. That steel jacket is might went through that bone and bung it up. So I better not walk on it till I find out something about it." And he went down there and he couldn't untie that team. He couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And I finally went down there and untied him. And I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "Boy, when I see blood, I just go plumb blind."
Hmm.
Well, I untied the team, went down to the doctor. The doc said, "Well, lay down on the bed and I'll cut her out. She's right under there. Cut her out. A little sore a day or two and that was all right."
It didn't go in the bone, huh?
Mm-hmm. It flattened that bullet a little on that bone and scratched as it went down, you know. It had 3 or 4 marks on it as it went down through there.
Hmm.
I said, "That must be pretty tough."
Luckily it hit you at that angle.
Yeah, that's what saved me, that angle.